Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Today's topic, man, you know.
First of all, I'm your girl, Lady Free.
Yes, that's Mama Free in my book.
Please correct me, Mama.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor J.
And you heard from Too Real, so let's get into it.
So listen, y'all. Look, you know what? Today, I'm running the show today.
Yes, he is.
Lady Free always, she usually run the show. Mm-hmm. She's the runner of the show. You know, she's in charge here, so she's going to take a seat today because I got some questions for you women. A lot of times we get in these relationships, and it's easy, you know, for some men to get in, and we don't even look at a lot of the things that may cause us to say, why did I get in this the first place, or why should I stay, or why, you know, it's a certain thing that happen. Yeah. So, you women, I'm gonna ask y'all some questions today.
Oh, we ready?
That's geared to you women, and then y'all guys out there in Radio Land.
Yes.
What's up, Kia? What's
Let
up, baby
us
girl?
Know what's your thoughts?
So listen. Yeah, we're gonna get into this, and we're gonna delve into this. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get my thing lined up a little here, but yeah. So listen. So I want to ask y'all a question. All right, we're gonna jump right into this
because
this conversation I think is gonna be. It's going to be a winner today. Yes. We're going to help some of you today, some of you ladies and some of you men that's trying to get over and trying to not be, you know, real. You know what I'm saying? Not be too real.
Yes, not be too real.
Come on. I like that, Pastor.
So listen. So we understand that communication, right, is pretty much one of the catalysts of relationship.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? So if you're on a date, how can you tell if you're not being listened to? Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Why you start us off like that?
We're jumping in. Let's go.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So the way for me to tell is that he's over-talking me. He's not letting me give my opinion.
Yes.
He's constantly just being dominating the entire conversation. That's a huge turn off when you go on a date with somebody.
Wow. Say that again. Because you know what? That's true. If he's over talking and talking and telling you so much stuff, then how could he be listening to you
exactly.
if he's doing all the talking?
Yes. And usually you see that when they're over talking you, not letting you give your opinion, but also bragging about what they have and putting that out there in the very beginning. Ladies, run. Because at the end of the day, I think what most people think that it's about the material things in a relationship. A woman can build a man from nothing to something. So at the end of the day, you want a man that's going to be loyal, that's going to love you, love your children. I have children. I'm a package deal. You can't just be with me and not want to be having things to do with my children. So at the end of the day, you know, when you're out on a date and you see these things where the man is over talking you, bragging about where he works and, you know, the car he has and what he's buying, that's a total turnoff. Yes. And men need to, you know, come to the table and just be your true, authentic self.
Wow.
So, okay, that's how you can tell when he's not listening.
Yeah.
But how can we tell when he is listening?
Because a woman gets to do all the talking.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, but that's what you asked.
Let me ask the question.
He's asking the questions.
I'm now asking the questions. You are answering today.
Okay.
You are answering today. Let me see.
Remember, he's
gotta
in control.
She got to be in control.
I don't.
Yep.
Hey, my provoking. So Mama P.
Baby Walker and Keisha and Scooter.
Hey, because
Kia said she agreed. Body language, if he is not responding, you look, watch his body language.
That's how you know he's not listening.
That's how you know he's not listening.
Yep. Okay. And number one thing, looking you in the eye. I'm telling you, that is key. If he's not looking you in the eye and just being and talking to you and kind of not talking too fast, because you talk to me quick, don't talk to me slick. That's the motto.
I like that.
Fast, that's when you're in trouble.
Right. You know what?
I want you to answer that question,
okay,
too.
Okay, so I think for me, one way I know he's listening is
not listening.
I thought you said...
Not yet. Okay. I didn't get
not
there yet.
Listening.
My bad.
Yeah.
He's not listening. Yeah. Okay. Well, to real covered it, like when he's not considering me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Simple and plain. He's not considering me. It seems like it's all about what he's accomplished, what he has, what he can do for me. And then it trips me out because you telling me what you can do for me and that's what you're leading with, but you mad because I want the bag.
Yep.
My cousin online. What up, Tawan?
Hey, Tawan. We got a good one for you today, but I'm not in charge.
Hey, Gladys, so. my daughter, sometimes they are trying to sell themselves or trying to overcompensate for lack of, if he's not listening to, you will know by his response.
That's true.
Oh, because he's going to just bring another topic in and not really talk about what you just spoke on.
Yes.
It's like, oh, yeah, he just coming with a whole nother opinion.
And
it's like, that's not even what I was talking about, but okay.
So with that being said, how do you know he, like she wanted to say, we'll go there, you know, how do you know if he is listening? Now, you're on a date now.
Because when you're talking to him, he's looking you in the eye. And the questions and the conversation you're having, he's reaffirming everything that you say. That's how you know anybody's listening.
Yes.
So that's how you know, because he's like, well, based on what you said, you're saying blah, 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 blah. You see?
Yeah.
That's because he's listening to everything you're saying.
If he
can't reiterate what y'all just talked about or come back with different questions but still on the same topic, that man's not listening.
You know, we learned that in counseling, my counseling class that you always have to reaffirm the client,
right?
To let them know you listen to what they say. So that's the way you let them know you're listening. You reaffirm it and you repeat everything.
And the same thing with your children.
Yeah, yeah.
You reaffirm with them. Hey, you get in trouble because why? Because you did. Right. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
It's in every aspect of life, any kind of relationship.
And another way you could tell is if the conversation is rich.
Oh, yeah.
That means that we vibing off each other. That means that, okay, so he is listening. And it's just something about, it's that thing that you say in your mind, oh, he is listening.
And you get that sparkle. You get that butterfly feeling. Like, ooh, like, that's that child. That's cool girl.
He's hearing me.
Yes.
My baby girl said, when he can repeat, summarize what you said, also he is showing he's deeply engaged.
Yes. Engaged
She's a counselor as well, so we putting our counseling language into effect. But it does happen. It does work in everyday life,
though. It does.
Yeah. If he's not engaging with me, then...
Or better yet, he better not dare pull out that cell phone.
Oh, that right there. That's how
the cell phone. That's how you can tell he's not listening.
He's not listening.
So with that being said, okay, so now we know So after this conversation, now, because this is how the relationship go. I'm going to take you down the relationship journey.
Let's go.
With that being said, how do you know or can you tell how far the relationship will go? How can you tell how far the relationship will go if you're on a date, right, and you're talking to this guy and he is either listening or he's not listening? How can you tell how far this relationship could go?
Because I think as a woman, you should already have the right questions you want to ask that man before you get there. See, so that way when you go in, you go in with a strategy.
You already know.
Yes.
We don't come up with a strategy.
Yes.
Come on, too real.
Okay. You come in with a strategy. You say, okay, I'm gonna come at him like this, like this, and like this. And if he says these things or picks up what I'm picking up, then I'll continue to date him, to continue the next date. But if he says things I don't like or doesn't give me what I'm looking for, then there's no future
date. This is so interesting because I always say don't resume me.
You got to.
No, wait. Are you going to hear me?
I guess.
All right. Come
hear me. See, the reason why I always say don't resume is because on a resume, you basically trying to fit into a position.
But that's on paper. We talking about in person.
I understand, but see, in person, that's what we do.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I like a man to do this. I don't like this. And we resumeing. Yeah. But the thing about it is if you just let the relationship happen, let it flow. Okay, the first day, he could have been nervous.
But at the end of the day, Lady Free, you got to remember not to cut you off. You still going to come in there with some kind of morals and what you want from your already previous experience, right?
That has nothing to do with resume. If you have boundaries and if you have standards, you already know certain things you won't allow. The boundaries are for you not to go too far outside of what you know that your values are.
So what you're saying
are.
Is you what come I'm at saying, a different
you
way.
Giving all this information out and you asking all this information to fit into a particular position in my life. I don't want nobody to fit into a position because it could be some stuff that I'm looking for you might not say, or some stuff that you might say you might be nervous, or you might have had a bad day, or I might have. So it's almost like we're judging each other in the let the relationship happen. Over time you build
relationship. Both of you guys have great keys mind provoking because we are counselors and we are taking this
so you gotta be coming with you.
Yeah, because a lot of people, first of all, everybody is different. You got you got a person who is an open self. You know what I'm saying? Then you got people who are blind self.
Yes.
So in other words, when you're that open person, you that person who don't mind giving. But
that can be a double-edged sword, Pastor Jay. When you give too much, the less you give, the better.
I don't think it's a double-edged sword because at the end of the day, it's like, this is what it is.
And take me for who I am.
Because at the end of the day, you can either accept it or you don't.
But you just said that there's a blind self, so it's not a take me... this is who
I am. The blind self is the person that won't give as much as the open person would.
You gotta pretty much like pull it out of them.
Isn't everybody consisting of a open self, a blind self? Yes, all of that is in me.
I see
all
of those selves are not in one person. I'm saying you got those people who carry those different selves. You know what I'm saying? So you got one person that will be able to give openly. And then you got some people who are hidden self who don't want you to know.
They don't really want you to know all of this.
So there's a different somebody who's blind to who they are and other people can
see. Yeah, I understand that.
So how can you give somebody something you're blind to?
No, I'm saying that those are different. Everybody doesn't carry that openness.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So when everybody
you give
doesn't
too
carry
much, For that, it's like you're giving so much of yourself to me because I'm sorry. I've seen so many times women give, and we on the phone talking all late at night. Oh, my God. And yeah, girl. And
hey, Mia.
I mean, yeah, not girl, but yeah. We talking. We having a good time. You just divulging all your information. And to me, a lot of times, men, if you don't know their motive, then you're giving them all of this information just to use to get you to do what he want to do, how he want to do it.
I got we got a question. Well, I got my cousin on here. My cousin is, he getting ready to come on and start with me. So I'm the only man. So he's the other guy, the other more on here. So his question is it bad to judge? And I'm gonna let y'all answer that.
It is
bad to judge. Yeah. I don't think Lady Free saying is that she's saying like you're judging. I think we all go in there with a preconception when we first meet somebody on a date anyway.
Right.
We already go in there. We can't say we're not going to judge because we're looking like, okay, what do you look like? Nails clean.
Right.
You
know, that's
we're already
sizing
that's
them up.
That's a female thing. But I had a situation where a guy, someone I was a friend and he texted me and was like, hey, why haven't you called me? I'm like, look, I got goals and things I'm trying to reach. I'm not going to sit here and chase you. I say the man is the pursuer. That's the way it go. Men pursue women. Women don't chase and pursue men. The hunters, the gatherers, the woman goes and follow the man's lead. But a woman should not be chasing no man. And he's like, I do need to call you more. I said, that's on you. I said, but right now I'm not even trying to be in a relationship because I'm focused on God and my goals. That's it.
So when it comes down to judging, Tawan, right? Am I talking to Tawan? Tawan, I feel like that you judge ye not. Because the same measure I judge with you, just how much I judge somebody else, then it's just the law of what God say, I'm going to get judged. And I don't want to be judged. So I feel like, we do come with our preconceived notions and all this stuff of a person. That's why I said, don't resume. Don't be like, I told him this and this how he would. No, you give that relationship time.
Well, the older you get, you get less piggy. I don't have to have no damn Denzel Washington. I just need a man to go to work and pay the bills and be good to me. That's it.
You do
it shouldn't be all
picky,
that.
But the judgment part of it, it seems like we become more judgy as we get older.
Yeah.
And no, because you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know because Pastor Jay always say, it could be something in you that can help that person. So you don't know, like, we haven't got to the end of my story yet, so don't mm-hmm. judge me because yeah. the end, my life hasn't come to that point. So, no, it could be some good people hidden under a lot of issues.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to be whole coming with me. I'm not taking somebody mm-hmm. with all them issues. I've been through all that. I think as we mature, you can be a little bit more careful about what kind of person that you want in your space.
Right, and that goes back to your standards. Yeah. What is common for you? What is that thing that you know you stand on? And yeah. no matter what I see, no matter how fine he is, no matter how tall or how dark, no matter how much money, no matter what he's driving. But see, that's the thing. Do we stand on our... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm asking Thank you. Questions. Thank I'm you. Taking so, over my bed.
Yeah, that lady free taking over.
Lady, take over. So, but here, I'm going to say something on that judging. A lot of times, I don't think it's cool to judge only because we may be judging from where the point of where we are and the spaces where we are.
That's good.
And yeah. and where we are is our level, our level of thinking. Mm-hmm. So that person we are judging may not even be what we are judging them to be. They may be somebody totally different if we allow them to be who they're supposed to be in the relationship mm-hmm. with us. Uh-huh. So the only way that we could judge is from
spending time with that person,
is allowing them to be who they are. And then still, like you said, we come up with our own preconceived notions. But those preconceived notions, I believe, come from our level of protection from what we left.
Yeah, or relationships we've been through, that's
that
yeah.
we came out of. So yeah. I believe, like I said, you will never have to judge somebody who's going to show you who they are.
Yeah,
right. And when they're going to show you who they are, don't expect.
Yeah, don't
and
expect.
Believe it.
Yeah,
when somebody
yeah.
shows you who they are, you believe who they are.
Show you who
but
they
don't
are,
expect perfection when they show you who they are. It's continue to gather data. Continue to date.
Amen.
The problem is
Amen.
We go too fast.
Yes.
Slow down.
Hey,
yeah.
hey Mia. Mia's on.
I'm in sloth
God
mode.
Judge until you make that decision to make that walk. Judicial system judge, you see, if that makes sense. Okay. I got you, cousin. I got you.
Yeah,
I'm
Latisse
so glad.
Is, oh, hey,
my
baby.
Sister Latisse on this. She just had.
Hey, Latisse.
She just had a birthday.
Conrad
so we,
is on.
That's
Oh, that's
Tawan.
It
yeah.
sure is.
So let me
Thanks,
ask. Okay, so moving on. Let me
Mama
ask y'all
Pearly,
a question.
We love you, baby.
So let me ask you. Oh, you let me ask y'all another question.
Okay.
Is arguing a red flag?
Yes.
Okay. You.
That
explain.
Is a good question.
Wait. You it's, explain, and then I'm gonna come. Okay,
is
go.
Is arguing a red flag?
Yes, especially when you go on a date and you meet somebody, you can agree to disagree, but if you're argumentative, me, it's a turn off.
Okay.
We can agree to disagree on certain subjects because you're a man from Mars. I'm a woman from Venus.
Okay.
We're going to disagree. That's just the way the science and the data works.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we still, if I'm meeting you and we're out on a date and you're just like slap, like everything I'm saying, you're just negative about it. You know, you're not like,
what
you know
about,
what I mean?
Okay, y'all already been dating and y'all have arguments.
I wouldn't call it an argument. I would say call it the round table. That means we need to get to the table.
Tanisha.
We need to get to the table and discuss these things and see if we're going to keep moving.
Okay, so for me, yes, red flags. I mean, somebody being argumentative can be a red flag. But let's just be honest. We all argue.
Yes, but but at what level though? Like you can argue where you're not screaming at me and you can still be critical of me, but not so negative towards me. There's
right.
a lot to it.
Yeah.
You can disagree with somebody, but then somebody could call you out of your name. Somebody could treat you a certain
right.
way.
Right, but
there's
then
a
those,
whole
that's where my boundaries
thing.
Come
yeah.
in. It's just certain things I'm not going to allow
exactly.
inside
this
of
is
that,
good.
That beautiful
yeah.
place that I live. But the thing is, if we can be really honest,
We all get a little
Jay
crunk.
And yeah. I, when we first got married, let's not even go before dating. When we were dating, yeah, we used to argue. And when we got married, we still would have arguments. Like,
yeah.
almost like, when he calls it passion, because he's from New York, and, you know, they have a different kind of rah-rah. Yeah. You know, and I'm from Georgia.
Rah,
you know, I'm a peach. Don't squish me too
yeah.
hard.
I know, that's right, lady.
You know,
yes.
So,
yes,
so
it.
He would have, like, when he would want to get his point out, he yeah. would be like, you know.
Look at him. I'm talking to
his
you.
His eyes would get big, and he'll passion. Get kind of, you know, up in his tone. Yeah. But I have been able to see God move in this dude life to the point where when we have, I can't even say arguments,
disagreements.
Like that, we disagree, but I'm talking about when you get a chance to see God take somebody from this rah, to now this, okay, so this is what we're going to do. Baby, yes. That's a beautiful thing.
It really, really is.
And when
is.
You know that it comes from you know the what fact I see? That God showed
let,
you
let me
certain
read a,
things to do to get there, when he get the glory behind that, then that's a beautiful
all right,
thing.
Let me I'm read a comment you. Real quick before y'all. Tisha, hey, sis, love you much. She said, conjuring up arguments is definitely
oh, Tisha, you like right that. About Come that on, because so, there are some yeah. men and women like to start
now,
stuff.
Now, starting.
That's different.
Yeah, yes, that's now, different. I think that's the red flag right there.
That's
she said
red
it in
flag.
The, and then mind provoking, my baby girl, she said, too much defense means you have something to hide.
Amen, or mind provoking.
Hard
that's
to take
right.
accountability yep, for things, the things right. that you do not want others
She's
to
right.
see.
So, right. Those so, are that's different from what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But so the, there are two
he
so
wasn't conjuring. Yeah.
yeah, I wasn't conjuring, but then too, but there sometimes like arguments do come because a lot of times as men, I want y'all to understand this
come
now,
on,
ladies.
Talk about
as
it.
Men, sometimes we are not ready to face that true that deep down person that we're in. Mm-hmm. So the argument may come because I really don't want you to see this person that I don't even like.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So the argument will come because now we're on the defense because you may be saying something that's trying to help me and where I am, I may be taking it as you trying to get on me.
Yeah.
Right.
You trying to get on me. You trying to tell me what to do. So it comes an argument.
Yeah.
So again, I think that is a red flag because now you're trying to date somebody who's yep. not ready to date.
Even be the
right.
date.
They're not even
yes.
ready to be in a ship with you.
But like she said, Lady Free said, uh-huh.
Hey,
when it comes to you and where you've come from in your marriage,
right.
It shows that God has his control. He's connected to God
yeah.
in a way where he can control his emotions.
That's
the key.
Come on, that's
if
the
you
key
can control your emotions,
ignition.
It makes right. life is so much more
right.
beautiful.
I don't know if this is Keisha, yeah, Keisha or Scoop.
I
don't know. Yeah,
that
I laughed at that one.
I think that's Keisha because Scoot.
Yeah, Scoot would say Scoot. Okay.
She says if we're just dating, I'm not spending my time arguing with you.
I know
I'm
that's
moving
right.
on.
Period.
Period. And I'm gonna put a T on
that.
That
is what I'm
period.
Talking about. Yes, Scoot.
Yeah,
Scoot.
She said
Scoot.
I'm not doing it.
I don't blame her. It's like you can't get time back. So if I'm spending time with you, I'm valuing you who you are as a person.
Right.
But that's
period.
True. That's true. Yeah. But cause like I said, even in a dating period, like
yes.
So there are levels of where you should understand, like, this is not who I should let in because
you
he or she
it.
Is not ready. Because if everything
you'll
is an
that,
argument,
right.
you'll be
if
able to see that.
Is
so
the
this
right
is
beginning.
This is things that we should look at y'all before letting people
But like
in.
You said, a lot of couples don't want to be by themselves and they ignore them red flags and they'll
but
keep
see,
on, keep
right.
on, keep
yes.
on going.
Hey, David.
So it's a.
What's up, Dave? So let me. All right, so I got,
Pop,
a,
Jesse,
I got a question.
We love you.
My dad.
So go ahead.
So I got another question. Okay, cool. This is good, y'all. This is good. So
yeah.
check this out. So we know trust is a major component in building relationships.
It yes. is.
So because of that factor, what are some things that would hinder the trust growing?
Ooh. One lie leads to two lie,
oh.
leads to three lie.
Come on.
And that's the way it is.
Y'all remember that commercial? You tell one lie, leads to
so
another.
So it takes just one lie.
Let me go back.
Okay.
If a police behind me, I may tell a little white lie. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, do I lie? No. But when it comes to like being in a situation where I got to get myself out of it, and that police, I would say, why are you spitting? I'll be like, because I'm trying to keep, so, you know, that's different.
Yeah.
You're in a different situation within relationships. You should be able to put everything on the table. Like, I need to know, like, you know, who you are and what you, where you want us to go in the next 5 or 10 years. That's crucial.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
I think that.
Okay. Tawan, I can't believe my cousin said this.
What's your question again?
Well, hold on. All I can say is it's very attractive to have a woman who loves the Lord and can pray over me and the household.
Amen.
I love your opinion because that's true.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cousin.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, cousin.
That is so true.
Yes,
Roberto,
I love it.
Hey, how are you? Okay, so
the
question
was
again?
If trust is a major component
and it is.
In
what
the
is
relationship,
one thing?
Uh-huh.
What are some of the things that could hinder building trust?
Him hiding from me.
Or not telling
tell
me the truth
somebody...
about your kids, how many kids you have. Stuff like that.
That's the
that's
lying
huge...
part that you're talking about.
Yes.
So for me, that lying thing. And then also you could tell when somebody's not giving you them. You don't know where you stand. That's a major part of distrust, where you don't know where the relationship is going. It seems like he's hiding you. It seems like he's hiding some stuff about himself. Amen. You can't really get to the thick of nothing real deep with y'all. It's just like you surface all the time. You know, things like that hinders trust. Like when you get on your phone, when he on his phone and it seems like he's
trying to always keep it like out of your
And you could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell. Like it's one thing if you just have a habit of putting his phone down when he's done with his phone. That's one thing. But you could tell
or when he calling you only at night.
Right,
he's like, because he at home with his family during the day.
Right, he got you.
Oh no, he only call you during the day.
No, he call you during the day. We know
you're right. So in other words, so with that,
his actions, all of his actions,
all of it.
So in other words, I'm going to catalyst to this one. So that means, is it hard to connect with somebody who's emotionally absent?
Yes. Yeah, she's right. Yep.
Because if they emotionally absent, how can I connect with something that is not
And how
not
can
there?
They love me when they don't have emotions within themselves? That doesn't even fly right.
Yeah, no. There's no way.
So with that being said, why do we connect with people physically, but we don't connect with them emotionally
and spiritually?
We connect, especially with today's
flesh,
society.
It's the lust. It's all those things because everybody is visual. What you see, you're like, you know, and it's usually, sorry, man, I see this one on the man's side. Ooh, she got a little bit of weight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And men be like coming at you differently.
But y'all women know that, though. So y'all go to the gym, y'all go to the doctor. They go to the doctor. They go to the doctor and get add-ons. They take skin from this place and put it in a whole other place. You put it in a whole other place.
I'm going to tell you right now. Do what you gotta do, sister.
But don't do it for the attention.
No, but you do things where, like, if you get in a car wreck, you break your nose, you fix your nose. You know? Stuff like don't go get a new nose because you want to look like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Be naturally who you are because men like natural beauty. At the end of the day, when we rock our hair short, people say, you'll hear men that say they don't like women with short hair, but I promise you, being natural is it. Just wearing your hair, not having, no offense, women, with your extensions, okay? Don't get mad at me. All I'm saying is be who you are because at the end of the day, when you meet that guy with that long weave on and he go home and start dating, you got to take that weave off and you meet him up, you got all his makeup, and then you take it out. You got to be who you are present at the very beginning so he knows exactly what he's getting.
Go back. Because I want Gladys to explain that. She said read it.
Are you talking about the judgmental part?
No. She said we can cause people to lie as well. Gladys, okay, I want you to explain that.
Explain that.
I like
more.
That. I like because what you said.
I like because what she said.
Previously, she says you being judgmental will cause somebody to lie.
Because they want to be with you,
that's
right?
That's true.
Because they like you. No, so they'll do whatever it takes to get you.
Yeah, because they don't want to.
Exposed.
Yes.
Not even exposing, but if somebody is judgmental to you, you don't want to be what they're judging you as. So you do everything outside of that to not be judged. So what you're doing is to stop. You're trying to stop the judgment.
Yes.
And you're lying.
Looking at everything that you're doing and I'm judging you for everything. It's like when I ask you, did you do something? Then you're going to lie. But the thing for men and women who go through this is, that's a big red flag. Mm-hmm. If you have to lie to be in a relationship because that person is judgmental, then you may either need to rethink it if you're dating, or if you married to somebody like that, you got to take that to the altar.
Yeah,
because only the blood gonna wash that away.
All that.
Yeah, that judgment. That's something serious because I don't know why people act.
And
like
a lot
we
of
have
couples
a right.
I see don't really. You know, even in dating, you know, at the very beginning, I feel like for me, I definitely want to meet someone that's a man that's close to God. Could you be surprised how many people walk around here with no soul? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dead.
That's a big deal. It's not about you want the person, but you want their soul. You want their soul to be cleansed and whole.
If you
it's a big deal
with them, you're going to get their soul, whether
that's
you
right.
You're
going
to
get
or not.
Yep.
But like I was saying about, like when you have somebody who's judgmental, Mm-hmm. Basically, you have to decide whether or not this person is going to be somebody you can help, because mm-hmm. they need help. Because I don't know why we walk around here acting like we have a right to judge and point the finger at everybody else. It's not no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Yeah.
But like I said, you can meet somebody you can help. But you know what? You can also be, you ever seen a dog chasing his tail? Yeah. You could be doing that too and when you're trying to help somebody.
And when you realize that
they have to help themselves though, too.
Yeah, but when you realize, I'm not talking about help like that. Yeah, I'm talking about what you have could possibly be something that person can them see a different way and desire something different
for themselves.
When you get these two ladies going, they go.
Gladys.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry.
He's running the show tonight.
I'm running the show tonight. People project, Mind Provoker said, people project to others
how
they would handle or respond toward a situation which opens the door pertaining to deceit and untrustworthy behavior.
Amen.
Most need to stop creating other people's narrative and allow you to show them. Then outside of their own perspective. Yes.
Stop creating other people's narrative.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's on social media. Yeah. You know?
Gladys put, there is a picture that we paint of what we want someone to be, so when they don't fit that, we feel like they need to. Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me read it, baby. Is that okay?
Yeah, you can't let you read
it. Is that all right?
Go ahead.
Is that all right?
Come on.
All right.
Oh, stop it.
I got to get permission from the higher ups. Right. Okay, there is a picture that we paint of what we want someone to be. And so when they don't fit that, they feel like they need to lie in order to fit that. It's many things that we can do to cause someone to lie about who they are because they want to be with you.
Yes. Yeah.
And like I said, if you want to be with somebody that's that judgmental that you have to lie about who you are and not be who you are, then you might need to rethink that.
Mama Pearlie got a phone. You got to read Mama Pearlie.
Of course.
It is the flesh and not the spirit of God within. Mike, let me know. Save me a little piece of little hanging on your hair. I don't know.
I think Mom messed up on that.
Okay, Mama Pearlie, repost that. But
it's okay, Gladys. She do a talk test. All right, cool. So listen. All right, next question. Next question.
Here we go.
I got another question. Now she Too Real says something, and I wanted to. That was one of my questions. My question is, how or can you mesh or be in a situation with somebody and you have two different religious beliefs?
I'm not gonna fret. That's something difficult because you're already, I just say date somebody, look for people that have the same belief as you. They'll obsolete all that, right?
Well,
if you're a Baptist, go to BaptistDate.com. Christian Mingle.com. Right? Go to where your people are.
He said, go to where your people are.
Go to the group where you like to go because it makes it hard. I mean, if you're a rabbi or a Muslim and y'all trying baby, I'm not going to put no hell. I'm not no head on. I'm
going to put the kufi on.
All I'm saying is you got to know if I go in the restaurant and I see you with the little hat on, dashiki, I'm going to be like, am I the right place? But I'll still go to dinner with you because guess what? We may have something. You may be
my partner.
You may
be
my life, my soulmate. Yeah.
Oh,
so again, I really can't judge off the head. You got to go in there and just see by the conversation.
Yeah. Right.
But it's still going to make me leery in the beginning.
It's so difficult to be, forget another religion. Let's stay inside the religion.
I know, right?
Let's say it's difficult to be a Christian who believes this. Because, you know, Christians today, I don't know what's going on, but we all believe so many different things now. You know.
It's one Jesus, one God. Yeah. It's all the same.
But for some reason, we done split it off, and now we got all kind of different beliefs within our belief.
That's true, lady.
So if Pastor Jay and I talk about this all the time, I said, I'm so glad that you have the same thoughts about our belief and as we believe in the same way.
Yep,
because it will be so difficult because we will have a lot of arguments in our own house about religion and we in the same religion.
I mean, it's similar to politics, right?
Similar.
Come like, on. You go meet somebody and he over here talking.
Because you can't crazy. Mess with like, people believe.
Wait a minute. We got to be on the same page. Yeah, you know, we just want. This,
right. Yeah.
Check out some of these comments. Mind provoking. She said, unequally yoked, period.
We already
know. Yes, mind provoking. I love her.
Gladys said, believe. It's about respecting one another's religion. I know a married couple and they have two different religions. I feel like God will do the convicting of the other person. It's not your job to judge or your job to love and show why your religion fits.
Uh-huh.
I understand.
Amen.
I understand that okay, in a certain way. That. But what if, because again, remember, the man is the head.
Yep.
So if the man is the head, then more than likely, he's going to be leading you.
Most likely convert to him.
And more than likely, he's going to probably lead you. Now, just say he's Muslim and you believe in like I said, there's no me not even getting on anybody's religion, but we're just talking fact here.
Right, right.
You know, what if the guy's the head and he's Muslim and you just happen to be Christian?
Right.
And, you know, at some point, you don't really believe that will kind of divide the house. If you have a strong belief in Jesus and then he has a very strong belief in Muhammad or, you know, the prophet, mm-hmm. you know, the prophet. And like I said, you do respect each other's religion, but I just believe when you give the respect to the religion, either two things are going to happen. One of you are going to be converted mm-hmm. or the relationship just not going to work out Amen. Because you're going
it's
to have
be
to
tumultuous.
Yeah. You're going to have yep. to eventually, you know, and I'm not saying it don't happen. That's just me talking, Gladys, you know, so
she said
they are Muslim and Christian.
And the thing is, we have to go back to the reason why we're dating, leading up to engagement, then leading up to marriage.
It takes
its
time.
Purpose in that. So it's no way you're going to be able to, two cannot walk together unless they agree. Now you could exist in the same household. You could have a good relationship outside of purpose.
Yes.
But when it comes down to the reason why God created us to be in a marriage and family unit, it was all for a purpose. And the purpose was for us to come together and spread the gospel, believe the same thing so that we could grow together and go out together and do the work of the Lord.
Let me just read what Liza put. Cause this is it. She said, it depends.
Hey, Aunt Liza.
She said, it depends on who's Auntie. Leading the man. If he's capable of leading.
Amen. Wow. Aunt Liza.
My brother is on. Pastor Elder Troy Bethune.
Hey,
oh, I love you, man.
We love you. So basically,
yes, the wife sanctified the husband and vice versa. Come on, Auntie Liza.
Yep.
Come on. I really honestly believe that, you know, there's going to be some type of conversion. But it's true, though. If the wife is that sanctified, her prayers will be honored.
Amen.
God will honor her prayers to really make this a one religion household. Because again. The two shall become one.
Shall become one.
You shall become one flesh.
One flesh.
And you can be one flesh and one spirit at the same time.
That's right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it also says, how can two walk together except they agree?
Have you ever seen that character? I forget who it is. That has a suit on and half of it in the hair and half of it is black and half of it is white. What's that character?
Remind me of Beetlejuice, but.
Beetlejuice. Probably so. I don't know.
Yes.
But that's what it reminded me of. It's like one side is one thing, one side is the other thing. It's like you can never be a complete blend when the two are different.
Well, think about this. What about conjoined twins? When they separate, they still one, but they still separate. They're still two different people.
Something is off. Like something is
is
not totally formed.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, y'all, congratulations again, Shift Wheel Talk. We got Nadia Nolan on the phone. She is watching from New Zealand.
Is this our Nadia?
Hey, Nadia.
Hey, Nadia.
She called us. We miss you, girl. Thank you for watching. She called us. Yes. But let's move because again, y'all, the time goes quickly when we are really truly
into the
So again, so we understand jump. So we understand that women have this, they've been blessed. They've been blessed with a gift.
Yes, we have. Yes.
And I just want to know, because again, and the purpose of this conversation here is to understand what we are allowing into our spaces. Yeah. Into our hearts.
Why do we let our guard down?
Why do we let it down? Why should we keep it up? Why shouldn't we keep it up? But again, it's we really have to take the time to make sure that, especially those who are out there who are looking to date, who are looking to be married, yes, there's some things that we should definitely follow. There's some things that we should definitely protect.
But get yourself right first.
There you go. We're just going there. But so in other words, so with that catalysting into this question, should it, and how important you guys, is it important for you to trust your instincts?
That's crucial, because my instincts is coming from God.
Come on.
That's
come
how
on.
I feel. Come on. I feel like when God, he'll give you signs and he'll be like, hey, don't do it. He'll give you them red flags. And if you keep on ignoring all these things and he's putting it right in front of you, that's what's wrong with a lot of us. We ignore what God is telling us, even little things, little signs.
Yes.
And then we get ourselves snowballed in this relationship and it's hard to get out of. So really, I say, look at your instincts as a sign from the higher power.
I totally agree. And the thing we have to remember is, because there's so much more noise, there's a lot of noise when God is trying to speak to us. A lot of times he said he speaks in a still small voice.
Yes.
So the thing is, us to be able to hear him and understand which way not to go, what not to do, and all that stuff, he speaks.
But the devil is in the air, and that's why he can get so many people.
But the thing about it is, he can get so many people because we are not close.
You're right.
If I'm close to you and somebody comes and say something to me about what you did or what, and I know that that's not you, I'd be like, that ain't her. Because we have a relationship and I'm close to you. When you have a relationship with God and like you said, gives you those different things not to do. It's in his word. That's how he's speaking.
And then
don't be unequally yoked. He says, don't be around people that's angry, because you will end acting like them at some point. He says,
hang with the friends that are doing things outside of their marriage. Guess
and
what?
He tell you what they're doing. Or you walking down the street and you a fool. And you walking down this the street and this lady see you and she noticed that you a fool, because the spiritual realm know fools when they see them. We think we smart, but they know where we fall short.
Yep.
And so the lady, what she do? He said she came down and she was all speaking all sweet and had all her little nice smelling and stuff on. Probably had the big badunk and the small waist, like what she was saying.
Yeah.
And she was like, my husband not home. Come and lay with me. Enticed him.
Yep.
And he fell for it. See, when the Bible says, sir, the Bible even give us stories and say, nah, because what you do is when you follow her, it's like a bird going into the be slaughtered. You going to death. That's you ain't coming up out of that. And we don't listen.
So let me read.
We need to listen to our instincts.
I always like to involve the people, involve our listening audience, because everybody else could be on this.
Good stuff.
We got to bring
God back. We learned a lot.
I'm glad I said, I believe that you should keep your guard up until you understand who you truly are before the wrong person comes in and teach you who
Gladys, you got this.
Let me piggyback on what you said, Gladys. I don't think you should put your guard up. I should think you should put your God up.
Amen.
Only he can protect you.
Amen.
That's talk about it, Bishop.
Guess what? We getting t-shirts with that made. Don't put your guard up. Put your God up.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Because God defends you against everything, and everything.
That's right.
Let go and let God.
And when you think that you're trying to get somebody trying to slither in there, he'll say, put that heel on that neck.
That's right.
He will.
Put that heel.
On that neck.
Exactly.
Don't let him through.
Instinct, mind provoking. She said, instinct, intuition. Listen and pass the test in order not to repeat.
Amen.
Said test with different people.
Because
you're going to go through the same test, but it'll be a whole nother situation.
But you know what, Pastor Jay? That's why they say people be sitting there like, why do I keep getting the same woman? Why do I keep picking the same guy?
Yeah. Yes.
It's because they're living in that same cycle.
And you never passed the test the first time.
Yep.
You didn't pass the test.
My picker broke. No, baby. You just not passing the test.
Yes.
Nadia says, yes, she says, first of all, she says, yes, it is. Been trying to
caught you guys, catch you guys.
Oh, okay.
And always miss you. Powerful, mighty words you speak. Thank you, Nadia.
Hey, Nadia. Okay. Nice to meet you, Nadia Nolan.
And yes. Aunt Liza says it's called discernment.
Yes.
It's called discernment. We have to be more discerning. And the word speaks about discerning. That. You want to know how to be more discerning. So in other words,
we always go back to this example. Yeah. When God said he gave him an helper.
A helper.
Suitable for him. Yes. So even if you are not in the situation to help, mm-hmm. still remember, women, that you have been created to be a helper.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So until you are put in the position to help, that means you got to be in position to help.
Come on.
And who's that's on?
That's why you put your guard up. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be in training to help.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you look at all of us, who was the initial one to give us the help? Our mothers. There you go, right there. The mother was the one that gave the birth to the children. All of us are here because of our mother. So that lets you know, like you said, the woman is powerful.
We are very powerful.
And the thing is, what God did was he took whatever was in that mother, he took whatever was in that father, mm-hmm. and he created that whole product. So it was all designed by God.
Amen. Yeah.
The whole process was
mistakes.
Designed.
Nope.
We are not mistakes.
No mistakes.
None. Because we are not mistakes, we cannot allow ourselves to be in mistake situations or oops, this is a mistake.
Right.
Because we are not a mistake.
They said it's millions of sperm trying to get to that one egg, and if you made it, then you were meant to be here, right? So why in the world, after you did all that swimming to get here, would you allow just anybody to come into your life and speak like, who was that said, and tell you who you are not? Because they want you to fit into their box. No, baby, I swim too hard to get here. Don't play with me.
And anybody trying to put you in a box, that means their box is small.
Oh, even my. Smaller.
Yeah,
come on.
That box is small, and that box is covered with fear.
Yes.
That box
freedom.
Is covered with
And any man or woman that has fear, you know they're not right with God. So that's a huge red flag.
Right.
We were I had this conversation. I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and we were talking about that. They were saying, the scripture said, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Speak. So if you carry this spirit of fear, then that's not God. And I was like, wait a minute. God, I really believe in that text. God was saying that he's put his spirit and he placed it inside of every last one of us.
Uh-huh.
And what he was just telling us what his spirit is. It is of power and it is of love.
And of a sound mind.
And of a sound mind.
Yeah.
So he's put his spirit. It ain't no other spirit. It ain't a spirit of fear. It ain't a spirit of jealousy. Yep. It ain't a spirit. His spirit is one spirit which consists of love.
And that's the Holy Spirit.
And of power. Yeah. So
sound mind, don't forget that, because we all this.
But the sound mind with the spirit that God is placing us gives us the ability to make sound decisions.
Sound decisions.
Amen, it makes
it,
Pastor Jay.
So we got to remember the spirit that God has placed inside of us. It causes us to make sound decisions.
Sound
y'all.
Decisions.
So remember what's inside of us. He placed himself inside of us.
The Holy Spirit.
Right.
We've been created in his own image, in his image. So with that being said, my last question, y'all, because God knows this is a hot topic.
I
love the way you guys, man, you guys are awesome. So listen, so with that being said, how do you build connections?
Ooh.
Come on, Pastor Jay.
He hitting us, boy. You got me thinking tonight.
You build connections with conversation.
I took the words out of my mouth.
Because that's how he got in. Remember we did that show, he got in.
That's how I went around.
And you build conversation with prayer.
Say it again.
You build conversation with prayer. Because on your own, you still got to sit down and have your time. We have time to do this. We have time to do that. But we got to make time for our creator. We got to sit down and have our one-on-one time, peace with our creator, to really be able to speak and be able, like you said, Pastor Jay, have our God up, because we already one with him each and every day.
God
we pray.
Up.
Yep. You know, y'all gonna see us in our God Up t-shirts. Please be looking for
Real
Talk and Purchase God Up.
The God Up.
I'm sorry. Go continue.
So, like I was saying, like, we have to have our own individual time with God to pray so that we can have our own individual, so we can be complete. Because again, everything most of us do is act on emotions. If we are close with God, he has our emotions under control.
Come on.
And that's how your husband has done so well, because he's gotten closer to God.
Amen.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
Now he's more reserved. He's more calm. So he don't let the devil come in and ruin what God has put in him, the Holy Spirit.
Now that's right. Use his authority,
and you can see the Holy Spirit, and that's the difference.
Right.
So, which is the sound mind.
The sound mind. And that, how do you build a connection? The key word is build. Everybody just want to link up. No, you have to take time to build. And a lot of that comes through communication. It comes through listening. It comes through taking your desires and put them to the side.
Amen.
So that you can see clear and you're not seeing everything through rose-colored glasses just because you want him
or her. Or through wine.
All through wine, okay? You got to be sober-minded.
Yes, sober-minded.
And really be intentional about who this is that you are desiring to like.
Yes.
So let's start there. And before you even love, who is this that you are desiring to like? And once you realize that this is somebody worthy of your vulnerability and worthy of your intimacy and worthy of all of the things that are inside of you, your flaws, your shortcomings, the things that you need help with, then you make a decision, because now your desire is already there. So you good with that. Now you can bring the what you desire and you coming back now to say, okay, now we lined up because I like this person and they worth connecting to. So let's do it. Let's get it.
Yeah,
let's get in it.
So listen, hold on. Read these two last two.
Okay,
Liza, man, I love Aunt Liza, man. She be saying some good stuff.
Hi,
man.
Bev, how are you?
She said, "Make God the foundation."
Amen. Yes.
Mind Provoking said, "I love my baby girl too." Building connections happens organically with people who know how to have effective communication while constantly making efforts to actively listen. Exactly, not to learn. Not to lean unto our own understanding, but to adhere to the connection of God. Come on.
Amen, Mind Provoking.
Come on.
If it does not fit, don't force, but move accordingly.
Amen.
Because it is not of God. Of doubt, it is the atmosphere. Amen. If it is not God.
We got to get on the show.
I know what you mean. Yeah, that's my baby girl. She
be coming with it.
She always come with it.
Yeah.
And she's a licensed counselor.
Mama Pearly says, walk in the spirit of Christ and not in flesh. When you go into a relationship, be intentional about that.
Be intentional, man. Yes, listen, Mom. Listen, y'all. Right, Mom. Man, I got to give y'all a hand, man. Y'all nailed this thing. Y'all in stutter. And like I said, they came in and they gave them their all. They gave their hearts
and
they
gave
this information.
And
we got to do this. We got to make this a radio station.
This got to be a radio.
We got to make this a radio talk. I want to get more women involved, because what I'm going to do, we're going to have this conversation again.
So that means y'all going to have to comment. Put your comments in.
No, what I'm going to do. Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to.
Because I like how you asking the women questions. Yeah, we're going to
get more men. Okay,
she
fine.
We're gonna roll reverse.
Yeah, right. We're gonna do that,
and then we'll have another. What
I want to do is I want to bring the people in and get their questions that they want to ask too. So
because
we're gonna put it out there.
We're
gonna get everybody else's questions that.
Or also ask all the viewers. You know, if you see if there's a topic or something that's on your mind, please shoot it to us so we can
inbox and we put it in.
Yes.
If there's a topic you want to talk about, Mind Provoking. If there's a topic you want to chat it up, let us know.
People going through so much. Please put it in the comments, because we want to really talk about it.
I mean, it's a new year coming up, y'all. You know, it's really time to make 2024 all of our year.
Yeah.
You know, give it to God. Stay focused on your goals in life and just love people, even your enemies. Love each and every person.
Right.
Pray for them. And God, it's going to turn around. Yeah. It may not
be a quick testimony before we go. My mother-in-law, y'all, a couple of months ago, she was unresponsive.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital. We don't know whether it was a diabetic coma. I'm not sure what it was.
I think it was a major stroke.
She had a major stroke, where she was not responsive. She didn't respond to nothing they did.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where they said, and she had a breathing machine. And it got to the point they said, well, if they continue to keep her on a breathing machine, she's not going to make it.
Yeah.
She's going to go into a cardiac arrest. So for some reason, you know, we got together, the family, we got together and prayed.
Right.
Yep. And let me tell you how good God is, y'all. She is coming home.
Amen. Yes.
On Monday.
She's coming home.
Nothing but the grace of God.
On the road to recovery. Right.
She's on the road to recovery.
And it's because
y'all.
Of your prayers, too. Because we solicited prayers from our Real Talk family, and y'all came through. So
listen,
y'all.
we got to do our normal shout out, law. We got a shout out to these guys here, Sacred Stone Studios.
Right. Yes,
the boys, man. Listen, y'all look them up. Like I said, look
follow
them up
on Instagram.
SacredStudios.com.
No, Sacred Stone Media.
SacredStoneMedia.com. Yeah, check them out. You know, check our website out, shift-movement.com.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We thank God for Allie. Thank God
Too
for Too
Real.
Real.
Is she, in the man, building. She, you guys,
be ready to look up for those shirts. What they call, Pastor Jay?
God Up. I got my God Up.
But you said something about, no, you said something before the God Up. You said,
don't
put
my
your,
God up. I got my God up.
You can get those on the Shift Movement website.
Yes,
we're going to be having them out.
Okay, come on with the paraphernalia.
That's right. So listen, y'all. Listen. Man, we thank. I want one quick thank you, y'all. I want to thank those who just support us, man. Deevra, my baby girl, I love you. I promise you, I love you, Mia.
Please don't.
I don't want to start calling names because I miss some people.
You got so
Mama
many people.
But it's so we Mama got, Pearly, got, Liza, Tanisha,
yes,
Mia.
We got Nadia, man, we now just, in
Tisha,
the house. We got
Keisha,
so many.
Keisha, I'm gonna call you because I got this song. I got this song that I'm putting out January.
About to
so
come
I need
out
to get.
Nice
I'm about. I want you on my single, girl, and my sisters are gonna be singing.
Oh, we have someone named Quay Samuels on the line. Thank you so much for joining us, Quay.
Yes.
Make sure you guys listen, share this channel, share.
Yes, yes.
And if you are on right now and you have not yet smashed that like button,
If this was very valuable information,
Roberto,
man,
thank you for joining
please
us.
Please share. Please, my cousin was on today. My sister, my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, we don't want to. Tawan, that was Tawan. We don't want to. Man, I promise you, we call names, we're gonna miss.
Tisha,
but there are definitely a certain few that we just. I just wanted to give a special.
We love
thanks
y'all.
To,
yeah. And bless you guys.
So
many
listen,
blessings.
Y'all. Listen, y'all. Man, we thank God for the day.
Amen.
Let the words of our mouths
yes.
be acceptable in our sight. Oh
in
Lord,
sight.
our strength, and our Redeemer.
Yes.
Amen.
Until next week.
Same Peace. Time, same place.
Thanks for watching.
That was a great.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.